Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Hi, everyone. How are you all? Fantastic. Just give me one second. So how funny was that video clip, huh? I love it. It gets me every time. For God so loved the world that he gave, didn't he? He gave. Now, what am I doing with this thing? It's the clicker. Okay. Hopefully I won't muck that up. So we're supposed to be givers too, aren't we? God gave his precious son to us. So we need to be givers. Givers of our time, our money, our prayers, our talents, everything that we're given. Amen? So let's see if this thing works. My message today, my brief message, Chris, I've got my timer here, is actually titled Just Believe. So yes! Okay, that's a good start. So who was here this morning to hear Peter with his amazing message, the Bible? Wow. Did that encourage you in your faith? I mean, seriously, if people don't get that conveniently want to say there's no God, if they can't get that kind of evidence, then you're obviously willingly trying to avoid God. But that's a story for another day. So I love his whole way about going about it. He's very funny. I loved every minute of it. The world, as he says, changes its opinion constantly, but the word of God never changes. Amen? And Psalm, if you want to write this down, I'm going to go through a few scriptures. Psalm 119, verse 89, tells us very clearly, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. God's word is settled forever. It's not going to change. Do we agree? So, his word is settled in heaven. Yep. And he's empowered us to go ahead and do exactly what he wants us to do, because it's our job to settle it on earth. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Yep. I've prayed that one quite a few times at good old Catholic school back in the day as a young little boy. But it's now it makes sense to me what it means that we are to take full authority. The first step to settling his word on earth is to agree with it no matter what. Would you agree? So if your stance is that I believe this and this about that moral issue or this particular situation with healing for today or not for today, if you, whatever the situation might be, you need to go to the Bible and settle it with God. Don't worry about going to anybody else. Settle it with God. And once you've settled it in your heart, in your mind, and you let that penetrate your every being, then you'll have a good foundation. So for you guys, do your opinions differ to the word regarding healing for today? Because I know that for a while I didn't agree with the healing thing for today. I thought it was just a thing that would happen every now and then. God would move through selected beings, definitely not myself. And guess what? Because I believed that, that's what I was living out. Your life will show what you believe. So if you believe that, you know, in fairies, well, you're not going to get fairies. But if you believe that, yeah, you'll heal the sick one day, why not just go with that? In fact, why wait till tomorrow? Why not today? As we'll see shortly, we're going to get a couple of testimonies from somebody else other than myself about the power of God and how he can use anybody. So let's explore what the word says in relation to believing God's promises pertaining to healing, miracles, supernatural, all that sort of stuff. So again, we'll go to the word. In John 20:27, we see that Jesus told Thomas to stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting and believe. In Luke 8:50, Jesus commands, let's see if this thing works for me. Yay. Luke 8:50, Jesus commands, he doesn't suggest, he commands, do not fear, only believe. and she will be well. Believe. In Mark 9:23, we read that Jesus says, "All things are possible to him who doubts, worries, watches the news. All things are possible to he or she that..." Well, if you believe it, say it with me. Okay, once again, "All things are possible to him who..."
Believe.
All right, now we're getting somewhere. Thank you. I need the encouragement. I'm a little bit insecure. Just kidding. It's not about me. It doesn't matter if I am an eloquent speaker or not. Who cares? It's not about me. It's about whether God is glorified or not. So I'm going to give you some testimonies, because testimonies are a powerful way to lift our faith. Do you agree? And it says in the Word that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So the Word, it's all about the good news of Jesus. So if we can encourage one another with testimonies, then we are going to lift our faith. So very quickly, because I am on a timer, and I can waffle, so I'm going to be very quick. Let me be very quick. I haven't got time to get into detail, but in the last couple of weeks, I've seen a number of amazing things. For example, an ex-JW, Jehovah's Witness, healed and praising Jesus. I've seen my oldest niece healed of shin splints. I have seen Karen, Deb's sister, she gave me a call. Do you guys remember Karen from last year in September, the one that had the horse riding accident? Fell off a horse, broke just about everything. Yeah? Do you remember? Who was here for that? Excellent. She's still healed. She's still doing really well. And, you know, I'd love to spend more time with her, because obviously time up here is very restricted. But you guys, anytime you see someone like that that needs prayer, just go up and say, "How can I help you?" Bless them. So she's doing great, thank God. And she's getting married. So we're going to help her out with that, and going to do what we can to assist her in a special day. A family of four came to my house recently to buy something, and they all received some form of healing, one after another. And then I got the youngest girl, the oldest girl, the 13 and 14-year-old girls, to pray for the mother. And she got healed, because, you know, it's about believing, right? So she did what? She believed. She saw first her younger sister. So the older sister first saw the younger sister, her leg come out by about that much. And it's funny, as you should have heard them. Oh, my God. That's right, you can say that. Oh. And they're just carrying on. And that was really amazing, because to see that, you know, you can't fake that. And then the same thing for the other sister. Then the mother, then was the father, the doubting Thomas father. We prayed for him, but he didn't want to sit down. So I just said to him, "Give me your hand." "Give me your hand." And he had a problem. He'd broken his shoulder. Oh, his shoulder, my goodness. Thank you. His elbow. He broke his elbow playing tennis, fell back on the Onza car and broke his elbow. And, he got healed, but he was so hard to get through. Like, the guy had zero emotions, zero expression, because, of course, he's there protecting his family. You know, they come to my house, who is this weirdo? He eventually was able to open up to me, and I gave him a hug. He kind of received it, kind of kicked me away, but that's all good. I gave them all a father's love letter, and that's what you've got to do. You've got to follow it up. And I gave him the message of Christ, that he wants more than just physical healing, because physical healing is temporal. The body is temporal. We're not going to be here forever, are we? So that picture shows us that it's all about the eternal. The soul is what matters to God. Amen? So a lot of people don't get that. They think that it's all about the healing, but not me. So don't get that for a second with me. It's not about the healing only. The healing is a way to get into the more important matter, which is eternity, eternal life. That's what it comes down to. And that's what Jesus did. He came in power and love, but he always said to preach everywhere he went, didn't he? He says, "The kingdom of God is near." So, preach and heal the sick, or heal the sick and preach, whichever way you want to do it. But we can't just be about the healing or the supernatural. Okay, the other one, I'm going to rush through these. My neighbour recently, she had her bulging disc healed, and she's totally open now to the gospel, where before she never even in her 60-something years had ever heard of miracles. And she's awesome, lovely lady that I've known for so many years, and God's made an opportunity there. I could get into that one for about 20 minutes, but I won't. So much happened with that one. And then that same day, I got some words of knowledge for a lady that helped me over the phone from the RACV. I said to her, "Can you call me back? Because I want to say something to you off record." So she said, "Yeah, sure. It's a bit strange. I've never heard that one before, but I've never been asked for someone to call me back. But yeah, someone to talk to me off record. But yeah, for sure." So she called me back, and God had something for me regarding words of knowledge. And I was chickening out. I was about to not ask her. But if you get that, if you get an inkling that God wants you to ask somebody something, it might just be the Holy Spirit. So don't chicken out, okay? So I asked her, and guess what? It was spot on. Two things. Do you mind if I just ask you a random question? But please be honest. And I said, "Do you get headaches and or back pain?" She goes, "Yeah, that is random. But yeah, I do." I said, "Which one?" And she said, "Both. Both. I get both." "Wow, okay. Would you let me pray for you?" She said, "Yeah, for sure." So prayed for her, and I said, "You're going to see the God move," and God moved, healed her over the phone. And then she started to thank me profusely, and she had never had someone ask her for prayer. And I said to her, "That's what it's about." And then I directed her to the Father's love letter, and I said to her about Jesus wanting her not just to bless her, but he wanted all of her. And we went on to that sort of stuff. I got to share Jesus on Friday at my tennis club with my 91-year-old partner, tennis partner, lovely man. And I just thought that was beautiful, because I'd been chickening out for a long time, and he was just so happy to talk to me. And I also left him a father's love letter too. You just got to reprint those things out and just carry them with you everywhere you can. Seriously, they're amazing. Thefathersloveletter.com. It's a free thing that someone's come up with. If you haven't heard of it, about 15 years ago, close to when I was saved. And it's beautiful. It's the true identity of a person versus what the world tells you that you should be or are. So any believer can do this, okay? I'm going back to that. Any believer can do this, and no one is excluded, okay? So just to make that really clear in your minds. I'm going to show you some very quick clips of someone else that's seeing God move a lot, and that happens to be my wonderful brother Mig. And just listen up and see what he's done here, and be encouraged. Okay, he's obviously let God work through him, so good on you, Mig. And I'll just put them on for you right now. Hopefully, this will do it for me. There we go.
David, just talk to me a little bit about what just happened here, what you've been experiencing throughout the day.
I don't know what just happened. I had a sore back. And on a scale of 1 to 10, probably 7, 8, possibly a 9. It depends which position I had in the seat. You've done something.
Well, not me, mate. You know who's done this. I've explained this.
You, your best mate.
Jesus. Yes.
Put in a prayer for me. And now I can, for some reason, do that which I couldn't before.
So you were getting down to about your ankle before, weren't you?
Yeah, I was getting down.
But now you can touch all the way down. Wow. Okay. So, okay. And you know what's happened here, mate. I've explained this to you, you know.
Yeah, you've got warm fingers, that's all I know.
Tell them about your, we're talking about your back, but talk to them about your knee.
I had a knee. I was walking the wrong way like this. For some reason you said, "Look, do you mind if I take up a minute of your time? I just want to put in a prayer for you." And I said, "What's going on here? What's he talking about?"
You thought I was joking.
I had no idea you could do this. So I said, "Okay, I'll sit down." Had a prayer, and within the first go, it improved about 80%.
Yep.
Within the second go, 19 by the third go. I think it was 100, and I think it was doing pirouettes again up the
street. Show them what you were doing with your leg afterwards. We were walking down.
I'm not wearing a skirt, no.
This is on the corner of Parliament Station. This guy's kicking around. Going, what just happened?
The tax office. I probably should have kicked them in there.
Just one more thing, because I want to share this with others, just as an encouragement. So you had some operation on your knee.
Yeah.
And you had some tenderness there that wasn't going away. And
they were saying that apparently you've got arthritis.
Yeah.
The meniscal repaired and got inflamed or whatever happened. So I went and they said there's nothing you can do about it other than just take some antibiotics.
Yeah.
Which are big, inflammatory stuff. So I did that. And my arthritis kicked in. But for the last week or so, I've been walking around with very little well, as you can see, with pain.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome, mate.
I'll have to give you a tick on that one.
No worries, mate. Thank Jesus for that
Whatever you're doing, mate, keep doing
it. All right.
You should bottle it.
That was his boss, by the way. That was his first attempt. I mean, that's gutsy. I would not have done that in a million years, so praise God for you stepping up, bro. That's amazing. So using common, everyday people like you and me. So I just want to call up my brother. Mick, would you please come up and share with us briefly what it was like for you, your first time stepping out and offering prayer? Yeah? Awesome, bro. Thank you.
Hey, guys. So when I first started hearing about the healings that Serge described, my natural mind could not comprehend it. I'll tell you right now, as a Christian, you know, as long as I have been, my natural mind could not comprehend, and I just discarded it. That's great, but I don't believe it. So what does the Bible tell us about the carnal mind? I just want to share a few scriptures. So the carnal mind, it says, is an enmity against God. What does enmity mean? It's in opposition. It's its rival. It's complete opposite to God's ways. So the natural mind, the carnal, cannot comprehend. So how do we combat that? So Romans 12:2 says, well, actually, let me go back one more, because so 2 Corinthians 2:10, 5 says, cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Okay, so if none of us are exempt to the carnal, what we're being told to do is to hold every thought captive in obedience. Because if we don't challenge the carnal with the scripture, the truth, and allow that scripture to bind itself to that lie, then we don't have the foundation to walk on. Excuse me, I'm nervous. So, and we've heard this one so many times, do not be conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I set myself the challenge to start seeking the truth. And it took me to Ephesians. And I will just share some scriptures that I used to help build a solid foundation for stepping out in faith. And it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Every spiritual blessing. Further down, 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So How do we open our eyes for that understanding, your understanding being enlightened? So we shut down the carnal. We hold every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We seek the truth. We challenge the carnal with Scripture and make that our foundation to walk on. It goes on to say, the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Who are the saints? We are. We are the saints. We have inherited the fullness of Christ. So when we accepted Christ into our lives, we received the full inheritance. And we have Jesus. So we're in Jesus and he's sitting in heavenly places. So why are we doubting? Why are we doubting? Who told us that we can't heal? Who told us that it's not going to go through, we're going to look like idiots? Who told us that we can't bring blessings into our finances, our family, our work situation? What are we listening to? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? Again, what Serge was talking about earlier. What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So, for me, I'm choosing to believe in those moments where the carnal's telling me, don't pray for your boss. You've got to work with this guy. You know, this is good and badly. It's, you know, you sit right next to the guy. He's your boss. So I literally had to force myself to walk back out of that lift, walk up to my boss and say, can I pray for you? And I just chose to believe that I have inherited the fullness of Christ in me. And on the 15th of June, I walked out of that office and I started looking at the life, what they call lifestyle Christianity, which a lot of you have heard. You know, there's Todd White and there's Dan Muller and Pete Cabrera. And there was an opening for an event which was booked out all the way to the end of the year. And on Friday, I bought the ticket. I hadn't had my American visa. On Saturday, my visa was approved. So I bought the ticket, just stepped down in faith. Saturday, I applied for my visa. It was approved immediately. And then on Sunday, Chris and Tracy helped me scramble to get tickets. I got the tickets. At the airport, I still didn't have accommodation for the first night, and I needed that to register, because when I arrived at USA, if I didn't have a residency that I could register, I'm staying, then you get held up at customs and a whole bunch of... And I found the accommodation, and the rest is history. I saw some amazing, amazing things that challenged me and have changed me forever. Thanks for letting me share, guys.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. Thank you. Give me a hug. Hey! Thank you for leaving me hanging. Thanks, bro. That just goes to show that anyone can do this. And I've had a number of people come up to me and say, oh, you know, I've got my confidence together and I went up and I prayed for so-and-so and guess what? They're healed and it was really hard, but I did it anyway. So we sung before about fear. No longer a fear, a slave to fear. Well, come on, let's live it out. It comes down to that. Let's live it out. And I'd like to one day be able to have, you know, something in place that we can have that school, that training sessions for people that want to move in this, because it's not that difficult, but it's just that we make it difficult. And yeah, I'd love to see that. And well done, bro, for what you did in obedience. And, you know, we're going to see many more things, I'm sure. It's amazing. Very quickly, let's just get one thing clear. Huh? Time to pray. Yes. Well, just this one thing. One thing clear, okay? Mark 6:17 says, Jesus tells us, the word, that these signs shall follow those who believe. Okay? Those who believe. Doesn't mean that you've got to be a pastor only or an elder or a leader. The believer, okay? So we're out of excuses, guys, and that means anyone. So let's just get into it. Let's just believe for miracles. And, you know, I'll just say one last thing. I'll end with this, that for a long time I was walking around wondering if I was ever going to be used by God or if I was even gifted. But that's just all the enemy's lies. Just believe that you will be used. And if you want to, I guarantee that anyone here, as long as you genuinely believe and you're a child of God, God will use you. Okay, so don't sleep on it, worrying about when, how. Just focus on believing, and the rest will be history. He will use you. Okay, He will. It's a promise. So just take it from experience. For a long time, I doubted, but that's history now. He will use you if you want to be used. Okay, so He doesn't have any favorites, God. So can we just put a hand up if anyone here has any form of issues with anything that you need prayer for? I want to pray for you guys before we finish up tonight. And please, just even the ones that have got something that you've said to God, it's too difficult, it's too hard, you won't cure this, you won't see this go, whether it's some sort of a hearing impairment or something that you have settled in your heart, because the word has the final say, not you. Okay, if you've settled in your heart that God can't heal you of it, just step out in faith. Do we have anyone here that has anything they need prayer for? And yeah, please don't hold back. Just let us know. Anyone? Yeah, sure. Awesome. Did you want to come up?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. So do you need a microphone?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but we'll give it to you anyway. Sure. What's going on, my friend?
I've got a cold and I can't breathe.
Right. I better watch out then.
Struggling to breathe.
Now, if you have this sort of response, you shouldn't be praying for people. Sometimes I used to think that in the back of my head. You know, what if they give it to me? But that's not faith. That's a cop-out. Okay, so she should be able to breathe on me and I won't get sick. Go ahead. No, I'm take it seriously now. I'm serious. Don't be concerned if a person's got whatever they've got. You walk in divine health. Okay? And you're not going to be catching that in Jesus' name. So you've got something.
Sinusitis.
Yeah. All right. So do you mind if I put my hand? Okay. I'll just put my hand there. I thank you, Father, for every individual stepping up today in faith. I know it's your will to heal them. And I know that every member, every person that comes up, it's your will. So I just thank you in advance for every person that steps up in faith in Jesus' name, that you love them and you want them healed. So right now we take authority in the name of Jesus over Nicole's body. And we say, spirit of infirmity, we bind you up and we tell you, get out in Jesus' name, out with you right now. Just command this sinusitis right now in Jesus' name to clear up right now. We just rebuke this cold and we command it to go right now in Jesus' name. Clear up in there. Command this nose to clear up right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. No more virus, no more bug, whatever it is, in Jesus' name, out with you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. All right, try and breathe.
Well, I could breathe before.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. Try and breathe through your nose.
It's a little bit.
Okay. Well, right now, in Jesus' name, the rest of it, clear up now. Right now, the rest of it, clear up in Jesus' name. All of it. All of it, now. Command that nose to clear up right now. Everything that's in there that shouldn't be in there, break down now. In Jesus' name. I curse any allergies that are causing this in Jesus' name. Be healed Thank you, Jesus, that she'll be perfectly healed and sleeping well tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
The right one's good.
The right one?
That one.
Yeah, okay.
This one's a bit locked still.
All right. In the name of Jesus, I command that left one to unblock right now. Right now. The rest of it, unblock now. In Jesus' name, right now, be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I feel clearer.
Feel clearer?
Yeah, I do.
You're clear. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So a lot of the times I've noticed that 20% of the times they've got to wait till the next day. And I don't know. I just don't ask questions. I just pray for healing. And I don't know how the Holy Spirit does it, but that's what we do. We let God take care of the how and when. Anybody else? Who else would like prayer for anything at all? Not being shy.
Be
I know that.
Put your hand up.
Be brave. Be brave. Come forward. I won't embarrass you too much. Okay, awesome.
The hearing out of my right ear isn't quite as good as my left ear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been like that for a few months. So
your right one?
Yeah.
I had a... Okay. Yeah, God showed me during the week that there's somebody, at least one person here with that problem. That's why I said hearing. So I'm really thankful that you've come forward. Okay, what's the problem with your ear? Why can't you hear out of it?
I'm not sure.
You just don't know. It started happening.
Just for a few months. I just haven't been able to hear out of it as well.
Okay. So. All right. So what's your name, please?
Chris.
Hey, Chris. Good to meet you, mate. All right. So let's just reach out, okay, because you guys, we're all in it together, okay? So let's just pray for him, church. We all agree. Okay, in full agreement right now, in one accord. So can I place my hand on you? Thank you. Chris? I just thank you. Thank you, Father, for Chris right now. Thank you for his faith in coming forward. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, I speak to this ear. I command it in the name of Jesus to open up right now. Right now. Deafness. Spirit of deafness, come out of him now in Jesus' name. Right now. I speak forth brand new eardrum right now in Jesus' name. And I command his hearing to be restored 100% right now in Jesus' name. Right now. The same as the other one in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so just like Nicole just did, cough a little bit for me. Cough. All right, now just test it out for me.
Still not there.
Yeah. Okay, so how bad is it?
I can hear fine.
Can you hear me?
I don't know whether it's from this ear or not.
Okay, it's like a bit muffled?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Like when you do that, you can tell it's not quite as good.
Okay, so thank you, Father. We want 100%. We just command all that muffled... problem, the muffling to go right now in Jesus' name. Command it to go and that ear to open up 100% right now in Jesus' name. Right now. Be healed right now. Command that ear to be healed right now in Jesus' name. No more muffled noise, no more deafness right now in Jesus' name. Command you right now. Spirit of deafness, come out now. Whatever caused this, in Jesus' name, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Be restored. Ear, be restored. Hearing, be restored 100% right now in Jesus' name. Right now. So do try to cough for me for real. Okay. How's it going?
I hear it pretty well.
Yeah, cover the other one up for me. Cover it up properly.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo! I almost need a step ladder for this guy. How's it going?
Pretty good. Sounds good.
So what does that mean? Give me a gauge. Is it better?
It's better.
We want 100%, okay? So we're going to go... How are you going at the moment?
I can hear the scratchiness of my skin.
Yep.
But it's not quite as good.
Okay. All right. Right now, 100% in Jesus' name. All of it, I command you, all of that deafness to go now in Jesus' name. Be healed. I command the hearing to come back 100% right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire of God, restore his hearing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that 100% restoration in Jesus' name. All right, I'm going to try again. Can you cover the other one for me?
It's pretty clear.
It's pretty clear? Well, I want to know, because you could very well, overnight, just a little pop, and it'll be 100%. Okay? So just be expecting God to do something with that 100%. Okay, I'm not joking with you, 100%. You want it back, don't you? Just be expecting. Okay, so right now, give me a estimation of where you're at out of 100%.
Oh, it's probably 80. Like it's
80%. Okay, so we're expecting 100%, so please let us know, okay? All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody else that needs anything like that at all? Or
any healing? Anyone else? Your next truth.
I had someone that I prayed for the other day, and for some reason it didn't happen instantly, but again, they called me up the next day to tell me they were totally healed. So, yeah, we just believe. That's all we do. We don't get discouraged. We just believe. We don't see 100%. Okay? Hi there.
I've had it for a few days and it's really sore. So it's like it feels like I've pulled something and it just goes down through here.
Yep.
And then it goes up to here. So, but it's mainly here. It's quite uncomfortable around here. Yes.
Well, have you done something?
Did you say right up to the neck?
Yeah, I'd say it goes up to here, but it's mainly, it goes to here, but it's mainly here.
And you didn't do anything? It just came out of nowhere?
I might have done something. I don't know.
Right, can I hold your hand?
Yeah.
What's your name? Sarah, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we take full authority over her left arm right now. We just command every muscle, tendon, ligaments, nerves to be restored right now in Jesus' name. And any nerves to be unpinched right now that would be causing this in Jesus' name. All of that pain, all of that discomfort, we rebuke you and we command you to leave her left arm right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Thank you, Lord. Try it. Yeah? That's what we want.
Definitely better and it feels a little bit different.
Yeah, it should be feeling different. The Holy Spirit's better. Amazing.
Better but different.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is amazing. Simone prayed for someone recently as well, and the person's ear it was really sore. And Simone was told that there was something going on. It was getting really hot, but her finger was cold. So it was getting hot in there. The Holy Spirit is amazing. Sometimes it's tingling, sometimes it's warm, sometimes it's just whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. We welcome the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, the rest of that pain, go now. In Jesus' name, right now. Out with you. Be healed. Every part of this arm right now, be healed. Be restored. Loosen right now. Every muscle. Loosen in Jesus' name. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, in Jesus' name, be healed, be restored. Right now. Holy Spirit, overwhelm her right now. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Sarah. You're bending it quite easily now. How are you going?
Yeah, I felt something happen.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. Like, it just felt like got my arm.
Is that awesome or what?
Yeah.
It makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I literally clicked and then it just, like I felt like this release.
Is that awesome or what?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, take...
What's going on, Trev?
My eyes just playing up a little bit. Like, oh, it's just my eyesight. So just new glasses, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So is it, I always confuse this, but short-sightedness, long-sightedness?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter? No. Whatever. Okay.
It's just like, it's just with the glasses, it's just fuzzy.
Fuzzy? So,
mate, it's not fuzzy, but it's just, you notice it. And it's working with the computer all day, it's kind of like,
yeah,
you notice it a bit.
Bit sensitive?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, but it's just like, it's just annoying.
All right. So you just want that fuzziness and stuff gone. All right. Why not? Let's go, brother. Let's go. Let's reach out to this wonderful, wonderful child of God whose name is?
Travis.
It's always a good start when you know the person's name. All right. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this amazing child, Lord. Thank you that he's got such faith to come forward when most people wouldn't even think that God could heal this. But God can do all things through those who believe. Amen? So right now, church, we just believe for Travis's eyes right now to be restored. We just come against right now anything that might be happening in those eyes that shouldn't be. In Jesus' name, we just command full healing, full restoration, full vision back into these eyes. No more fuzziness. No more blurriness in Jesus' name. 20/20 vision, 100%. Brand new. Brand new retina, the whole lot in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for restoring his eyes. You're restoring his vision right now in Jesus' name. Now, you have to wait a second because it's probably going to be very blurry after I've got my fingers on them, but... What do you normally have troubles with? Reading signs and stuff?
No, probably, yeah. So it's just like longer stuff is probably a bit bad, but yeah, so it's just, yeah, it's a bit fuzzy, that kind of stuff. So
yeah?
With the glasses on makes it clearer. So, yeah, it's still blurry, but I don't know if that's like moisture on it.
What's that?
Yeah, it's still a bit blurry.
Okay, so blurry, give me a gauge so we can tell what any improvements.
Out of focus?
Yeah. No matter where you look?
Yeah.
All right, so we just pray again. Because Jesus prayed again, didn't he? He didn't give up. And if we have to imitate Jesus. So thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I just command these eyes to be restored right now. And all that blurriness and the fuzziness to go right now in Jesus' name. And his eyesight to be restored 100%. Now, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Fire of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Be restored right now. In Jesus' name. All right, try it. Be blurry with me, yeah, because when you...
Still blurry just because of the...
It sometimes takes a bit of time. Let me know if, before you go. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's easy.
Come up and tell me. Yeah? All right, brother. Thanks for coming up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, someone else? Anybody else?
Hey, Frank. How are you, brother?
Like a month ago, I started getting this weird rash on my hand.
And then,
yeah, it's really disgusting. And then I started noticing it sort of started to spread a bit.
Okay. Yeah. I got some cream for that in my back pocket. No, I'm kidding. We're going to go for supernatural, right? In Jesus' name. So you don't know what it is. We're just going to command right now. So what is your name?
Aaron.
Just thank you, Father, for Aaron right now. We just command this rash, this skin condition, to go right now in Jesus' name. You have no place here. Leave now. Spirit of infirmity, get out of him now in Jesus' name. Whatever's causing this, command, if it's allergy related, in Jesus' name, to go right now. We break you off in the name of Jesus right now. Command his skin to be totally healed and back to normal. No more rashes. No more problems with his skin in the name of Jesus. Command his bowels to do what they're meant to do as created. And if anything's affecting him with any allergies, whatever he puts to his mouth will not affect him in a negative way in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for complete healing for Aaron with his skin and anything else that might be ailing him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for baby smooth skin. We're going to call him baby smooth skin Aaron. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, brother, another one that you, I want you to let me know how you go, okay? All right, thanks for stepping up, bro. Yeah, sure. Hi, Evelyn.
My left side, I have a muscle pulled in the lower back, and it affects my left leg.
Okay.
And it's painful.
Can you point to it, please? The muscle that you're referring to? Mm-hmm. Is it down? Where's the muscle that's hurting you?
In the middle of the back.
In the middle of the back, right there.
Right low. Lie down.
All right, do you mind putting your hand on it? Can you put your... I'll just point to it. You know what? Let's not limit God. I don't have to lay a hand on her, okay? We should be able to just pray like I did over the phone, okay? So we're just going to put... While I'm here, I normally, if it's a female especially, I'll put a hand on the shoulder. You don't have to do it now. It's okay. We'll just relax. Evelyn, right? Evelyn? Yep. Just thank you, Father, for Evelyn. Thank you, Lord, that you love her so much and you don't want her in pain. In the name of Jesus, we just command right now every disc and every vertebrae in this back to go back into place right now and this spine to straighten out right now, in the name of Jesus, right now. Loosen right now in Jesus' name. Every nerve to be loosened, to be unpinched in Jesus' name. And this back to be restored, and that pain to go right now. Out with you in the name of Jesus. Every muscle, tendon, ligament, nerves be restored right now. This back to be totally loosened right now in Jesus' name, pain-free, full of mobility and flexibility in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So just tell us, Evelyn, how are you feeling at the moment? Yeah?
Yeah. When I walk, I get this soreness.
Like a pinch?
Just soreness.
If you get it now, do you want to have a couple of steps for us?
Yeah. It seems to be a little bit better.
A little bit better? We'll just pray for you one more time. Just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name. Just command that last lot of pain to go now. In Jesus' name, even as she sleeps tonight, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you'll be healing her. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're restoring her right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now. All of that pain, that rest of it, go now. In Jesus' name, no more pinching. No more soreness in Jesus' name, and this back be restored. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to pray one last thing as well about your pelvis in Jesus' name. We just command that pelvis to go back to the normal position and to rotate in Jesus' name, and for both of these legs to be the same length in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Evelyn. Thank you so much for stepping up, Evelyn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Is there anyone else? Okay. I'll just, yeah, sure. Hey, how you going? Long time no see. How are you, brother? Good, good. What's going on, brother?
I just got a bit of pain in my back. Like I had a stress fracture a while ago, and there's a bit of stiffness in my left back from cricket. So.
All right. Yeah, let's do a bit of a visual for you. Sit down over here. I will see, and I want someone else to pray, okay? Because anyone is able to do this. So no doubt he'll have something wrong with his pelvis as well. So let's sit you down, buddy. Make sure your backside's all the way to the back for us. Sit right back. Okay, just slowly bring up your legs for us. Look, some long legs over here. It's never a bad thing. Oh, yeah, you can definitely see this. It's, what is it, Chris? What do you reckon? Well, how much is that? About an inch?
Yeah, definitely.
That's ridiculous. So who hasn't seen leg grow out before? Hank, can we have some hands up?
Can I have a look if you want?
Who has never seen leg grow out before? Well, it's not like it's a big, you know, show party trick, but it's just the reality that God can do things like this to get your attention. Do you mind just to make sure, get up and sit back down? I want to make sure that you're not sitting funny or anything. And then we're going to get someone else pray, and you're going to see how God moves through any believer. Okay, sit back down, please. All right. So just hold it up for me again. Same. So that's how you definitely can tell. And now a lot of videos out there are just atheists making fun of this kind of stuff. They say that we pull a shoe out and we try to tickle their feet and all kinds of weird stuff, and it's not true. I'm pushing his heels right now. Can you guys see that? It'd be good to get that mirroring thing right about now, wouldn't it? So that's what's going on. So let's just see who, again, quickly tell me who hasn't seen it before. Be honest. All right, so who wants to pray for this young man? Yep, okay. Pat, come up. Can we get someone else that hasn't done it before, please? Is that you, Sky? Did I see you raise your hand? Did I see you raise your hand? Do you want to come up? Come on. Okay, so I want you guys to have a look at this, okay? Because right now, it's, what is that, an inch?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys come on this side so you can actually see it, okay? Or behind me, whatever. I'm going to hold it. You guys are going to command. All we're doing is, guys, we're commanding. We're not petitioning. We're not asking. We're commanding. So if you want to film it, you're going to actually see it.
Yes.
But if you want to film it, you've got to get close. Can you see there, bro?
Yeah.
All right, so one of you, just command it to come out.
Yes.
Or both of you. Why not?
Yes, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command this leg to come into order. We thank you that this leg will straighten, yes, and we just thank you for it.
Sky?
And we believe for it, and we're waiting to see it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's coming out.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is awesome. This is awesome. It's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's done.
We thank you. Thank you.
It's done. Look at that.
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that. Huh?
Thank you,
all right, so you saw before.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Okay, now, that was an inch. Okay, all you chickens that didn't want to come up to see it, okay, it was an inch. So if you want to be skeptical after this, it's your problem, okay? Now, there's no excuse. Everyone here can see. Sky saw it, Pat saw it,
yes.
and the fella in the chair saw it.
Felt it.
He felt it. He felt it, okay? Now, that is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Okay, come on now. You'll go and pay a chiropractor $100 for 1 hour of pain. 1 hour of pain. And the Holy Spirit didn't in what? 30 seconds.
And you do feel it.
I did feel it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, now. It's unbelievable because you do feel it. God's amazing. Now get up and ask, guys, ask him to get up and test his back, please.
Please get up and test his back.
Yeah? So now you tell him to...
It's all gone, yeah. Stiffness is all gone, yeah.
It's all gone. All right. So encourage him to thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus? Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. So thanks for coming up, brother. And that's how... Thank you so much for stepping up, sister. And that goes to show you that it's not about an individual. It's about Jesus. Amen? I